Good afternoon, everybody. I mentioned in one of the recent shiurim that I'm looking for topics for a Temen Halacha shiur. So someone reached out to me, a dear friend of mine, and he told me that I never gave a shiur on putting tape or seal on food deliveries, and you know, the halachic issues that come up with that, and we get shilas about that all the time. There's some history in terms of why it is that that products in general are sealed in society. In 1982, seals were not very commonly used in most things, but then there was a terrible thing in Chicago. There were 7 people that were murdered with tempered Tylenol capsules, right? You know the story, that they found that some guy had gone into a store, had taken bottles of Tylenol, taken out the powder that was inside the capsules, and replaced it with potassium cyanide, and murdered 7 people that way. So after that, all the companies started introducing tamper-proof labeling. So in Halacha, we also have tamper-proof labeling, not because we think people are going to put cyanide in it, but because we think people might switch out for something not kosher, which is also dangerous for us spiritually. So the shailas that come up, I had just recently a high school Rebbe told me that one of his talmidim came in, had gotten Uber Eats delivery of Dunkin' Donuts, and there was like, it was just in an open bag, and he thought that was strange, that the croissant, egg, and cheese was in an open bag, that there was nothing sealing it whatsoever. No, it wasn't even croissant, egg, and cheese. It was egg and cheese and fakin, and it was in an open bag. And I said, wait a second, there was fakin in there. Our kosher Dunkin' Donuts doesn't even serve fakin. Apparently, the kid hit the wrong Dunkin' Donuts on the app. He had ordered bacon. You know, so it wasn't even the delivery guy's fault, it was the kid's fault. He hit the wrong Dunkin' Donuts. We don't allow faking because of that confusion that sometimes happens between bacon and faking. We had one time where they accidentally dropped off the box of the wrong thing at the store, and thank God an alert mashgiach caught it. So, but anyway, leaving that aside, so that's one case comes up. Another case comes up, a person works in an office, and they're so good to the from people, they order special, this happens all the time, they order special kosher food for him, and they even do him the service of unwrapping it and opening it up for him, so by the time he comes down to get his lunch, he sees that it's all unwrapped and it's all there for him. And that happens all the time. Or sometimes a person just has a refrigerator in the office where he likes to keep his lunch in the refrigerator in the office, and he doesn't have it sealed with Vada Kashrus tape around his lunch. So is there any need for any sort of simon? So the sugya is the sugya of Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Tes that says that anything that the Gemara, it's somewhat of a complication, but the Gemara says that chavis, ches, beis, yud, tav, is usher if it's entrusted to a non-Jew, if it only had one seal, whereas those things that are ches, beis, pei, gimel, are mutter if they were left with a non-Jew while they were sealed with one seal. So the Gemara says, what is this? What are these things? So chavis is ches, beis, yud, tav, ches, what is it? That the chalav and basar and yayin and tcheles are all usher if they only have one seal. That you need shnei chosamos for those things. For chalav, for basar, for yayin, and for tcheles. Because tcheles also was something that they would tamper with fairly frequently. That's why when you buy tcheles from the petil tcheles, they have that hologram sticker that they put over the tcheles for those tcheles wearers who ever opened up a package. So they have they have seals in the packaging because the Gemara says you need a double seal when it comes to tcheles. Whereas when it comes to chiltis and morius and pas and gvina, then you only need one seal. So there's a question in the Rishonim, why? What's the difference between list number one and list number two? When you need one seal, when do you need two seals? So the Rambam, in Hilchos Machlokes Asuros Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Yud, and is quoted by all the Achronim, the Shach and Yerideya, Simon Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Yud Ches is a simon that discusses this in Siv Katan Gimel, that the distinction is about what food, what types of items are being sent. Is it a concern on a Daraisa level, or is it a concern on a Darabanan level? Whenever the concern is a concern midaraisa, you need two seals. Whenever the concern is only a concern midarabanan, you only need one seal. And that seems to be the shita of most Rishonim. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskens in Simon Kuf Yud Ches Si'if Aleph, that a Daraisa thing needs two seals, a Darabanan thing needs only one seal. Rashi understands that there's a difference between the likeliness of deception, meaning would they be likely to try to deceive you, how much can they really gain from trying to switch it out? So if it's something they could really make money on, like milk, meat, wine, or tcheles, then it's much more likely that they're going to try to deceive you, so they were more machmir to have two seals. But something that they're less likely to make money on by switching it out, then you only need one seal. There is a sheet of Rabbeinu Tam that's quoted by the Ramah in Yoredeya. The Rabbeinu Tam and the Rashba in Avodah Zarah Daf Lametes says that if you're using a non-Jewish delivery person, then you only need one seal. But if it's a Jewish delivery person who's not makbid on kashrus, who doesn't keep kosher, then you need two seals, which is somewhat counter. You would think a Jew would be better than a non-Jew, but with a Jewish person, you're going to need two seals. The Ramah quotes this distinction that maybe when it comes to a nachri, you're always only going to need one seal. The Shulchan Aruch outright rejects Shitas Rabbeinu Tam. There are many Rishonim, the Ramban, others outright reject Rabbeinu Tam, but the Ramah quotes Rabbeinu Tam at least as a bidyavet, as a tzad lahakel in a bidyavet situation. So generally speaking, food needs to be sealed when it's sent with a nachri, when it's sent with a driver. Now there are some kashrus agencies that will give hashkacha on a store, and they say we're not responsible for whatever leaves the store, that the store isn't the one sending it out. Meaning if it's an Uber Eats driver, so that's a customer as far as they're concerned. The Uber Eats driver is coming in to pick it up, so they're not going to be makpid about the seal. If their delivery person, the store's delivery person, is the one that's going to bring it, so good. So then it's up to the hashkacha to make sure if the delivery person is a non-Jew or is a non-religious Jew, then it's properly sealed. If the delivery person is a religious Jew, so then it's not a shayla. There's nothing, no problem to begin with. So one has to be cautious about this when it comes to an Uber Eats order to make sure that it's actually sealed, because not every hashkacha is necessarily going to be so good about, you know, so on top of that when it comes to Uber Eats and the like, or whatever the other equivalents are. Is there a Lyft Eats or whatever? I don't mean to advertise. What? DoorDash. Okay, whatever now there are a number of heterim that are relevant over here. One heter would be if there's no reason to be concerned that they would switch it, meaning it's just that they have nothing to gain whatsoever from switching it, and it defies any logic for them to switch something. You just have to be careful exactly when you apply that situation, meaning you order pizza from a local pizza shop, so to assume that they would pick it up and then go and switch it to dafka give you non-kosher pizza is a little bit strange. Like, well, what would they benefit from doing that? Meaning the issue is not, the concern is not that they're going to pour chas v'shmaltz into your pizza. That was not, that's not what they made the gzera for. It was about switching it. So if you go to, you order from Dunkin' Donuts, so the guy might pick up the Dunkin' Donuts and he'll be like, he'll smell it and it smells delicious. He's starving. He's been driving around with food all day. So he'll eat it, and then he figures there are five more Dunkin' Donuts between there and your house, because there's one like every corner. So he'll just pick up from another one, but he's really hungry now. So I don't know. So maybe that would be a bigger concern if there are a lot of stores around. Another heter is that it's if it's very clear that the seals were broken by accident, like it was shipped and the whole box is bent and dented, and you know, inside there's a box of ruglach in a plastic container, and the whole container is bent and dented, where it's clearly it was clearly an accident. So that I saw some of the achronim, contemporary achronim, are making. Another is if it's very clear that it hasn't been tampered with. I saw it in the Star K. They have on their website, they have an article where they go through the common heterim. So if it's very clear that it hasn't been tampered with, so they give the example of like an ice cream tub, right? So a tub of ice cream, when they fill it to the top and they put the cover on it, it's a very smooth top. You're not going to be able to replicate that, to have that smooth finish on the top. If you tampered with it, if you took something out and tried to put in other ice cream, not in the factory, to get it to have that that look, is not going to happen. Now, and the, probably the most common heter, and the one that we use all the time, is that if you could recognize that food belongs to a kosher establishment, you have tefias ayin on it, so then it would be mostly explicit in Shulchan Aruch that way. So how would you have tefias ayin on it? How would you be able to identify it? So if you order the same thing from the same restaurant all the time, and you know exactly what it looks like when it comes from that restaurant and has a unique look, and it's different than when it comes from other restaurants, maybe that would be good enough. What I normally do is I say, take out your phone, take a picture of the food, send it to the mashkiach in the store, and say, Hakirna, is this the food that they that you sent out? And the mashkiach will be able to tell right away, because he sees that food all the time. He'll be able tell right away if that's the same thing. So that's typically the best etzah, when the very nice secretary at the office decided to unwrap it. Now, there is a misconception that a valid chosam has to be 100% tamper-proof. That's not really true. A chosam is to be a seal that needs effort to duplicate it, but it does not need to be tamper-proof. So like zip ties and certain types of knots, atypical knots, and stickers or kosher tape, with, you know, that say the Vada Kashrus or the OU or whatever Kashrus organization, that would work as a chosam, if tampering with it would compromise some of the packaging by pulling off, and make the tape sticky enough that when you pull it off, it would pull off some of the box with it. So that would be a valid chosam. Writing a Hebrew letter, the Shulchan Aruch says, partially on the cover of the packaging and partially on the kli itself, would also be a chosam, right? Because then when you rip it, you're going to be ripping the letter in half. Hologram from a kashrus agency put inside a sealed package that has a kosher symbol, and it would also be a chosam. Now it seems that all of these requirements, Shulchan Aruch says explicitly that all these requirements, when you're shaleach biyad nachri, what if you're not shaleach biyad nachri, you just keep it in the refrigerator in the office, and Goyim have access to that refrigerator as well. So the Shulchan Aruch is explicit that as long as there are Jews that are Yosef and Ichnas, so the guy wouldn't want to take your lunch if he knows that he's risking you walking into the break room and finding him eating your lunch. So as long as at any time that somebody is there and somebody has access to it, there are either cameras or there are people that there are others that have access to it, and it's never that the Nachri has exclusive access to it, or that the Nachri is the only one in the building, so then Lechora would be Mutter as well. Okay, everyone have a wonderful day.